Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Next, we celebrate 7 years of storytelling with Reach Literacy's annual Brouhaha fundraiser. This year's storytelling theme is Against All Odds. Paige Sarda serves as executive director of Reach Literacy, and Brianne Maynor is one of the event storytellers. She is vice president of downtown Sioux Falls, and they're with me now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Paige, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me come.
Brianne, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Paige, 7 years.
I know.
That hardly seems possible.
No, it doesn't. Time has gone by so fast. Reach is really a great place to work, but it's also just, as you know, you just get busy and things happen. So we're excited. This is our annual event that we do every year. We don't charge for our services to teach adults how to read, so this really does raise critical funds for us to be able to provide funds back to our adults.
And you have the services that you've provided have grown, but also you've really kind of created a community gathering place as well through the fundraisers. It
right.
just seems like you're always cooking something that's interesting.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think about nonprofit, I think one of the most important things for me was, like you said, to be back and part of that community. And when I started, I felt really insulated, and we were just sort of private and doing our own thing. And if our adult learners didn't feel uncomfortable about sharing that story, I didn't feel like we should feel uncomfortable about that either. So starting the bookstore has been really helpful. It's a great way for us to talk about our mission. It's a great way for people to drop off books. Having the opportunity for us to do Brouhaha, where we bring in an actual adult learner to tell their story, that really, you know, puts a personal spin and really hits home for people.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the event itself. It's Thursday, March 21st.
Yep.
What can people expect?
So Remedy's our beer sponsor this year. And so if you've never been to Remedy, you should definitely go. But they have great beer. So we feed you when you come in. We get you beer. But they provide our beer flights throughout the time. We also have silent auctions. And then we have storytelling as well. And the reason we do storytelling is that when you think about adult literacy, they aren't sending an email saying, I can't read and write. Can you help me? They come into our office and they talk to us and they tell us their personal story. And so we really wanted to kind of hone that and talk about here's a story back. And so Brianne will be one of our storytellers. John Meyer will also be a storyteller. Nick Wendell and Wes Eisenhower.
And you chose the theme
Against the odds.
Yeah. Against the odds.
Against the odds. And really, we always kind of have a theme. We did Fish Out of Water 1 year, and really kind of talking about there's so much. People always think, well, why can't you read and write? It's not that hard. It's really hard to learn to read and write. And so these people are learning to read, learning to write against everything else that they're up against, you know, family, time, energy, commitment, and all that. And so we wanted to just kind of showcase that as well.
Brianne, downtown Sioux Falls had some odds sort of against it this weekend with the flooding and everything that's been going on in the city of Sioux Falls. Tell us a little bit about just a little teaser from the story that you're going to tell this event.
Well, my story has partially to do with my time with downtown Sioux Falls. And one of the most difficult times that I've had in my 7 years with DTSF was the building collapse of 2016. So that will be a part of my story. One little piece of it, but
I'm just gonna let that sit there
yep.
for a minute, because that was a really impacted. Not only lives were lost, but the business community down there and the impact that it had on them on a daily basis.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
And Paige has been persistent in asking me to be a part of this event for the last few years, and I've been intimidated by it, I'll be honest. You know, this is definitely outside of my comfort zone. Yeah. My job with DTSF is to tell downtown story, but for me to come in and tell a personal story is just, it makes me very uncomfortable, and I'm doing it because of that. You know, to grow as a person, we need to do things that make us uncomfortable and help us grow, and that's exactly what Reach Literacy is doing for our community, so.
And I can't remember the exact number, but the number of people who live in downtown Sioux Falls, if you added that up and put it with the cities throughout the state, it's rapidly becoming, you know, a community in and to itself.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, population wise, it sort of compares to one of the, you know, sort of mid-sized South Dakota
you bet.
Cities with the people that are moving. And then I want to talk a little bit about that sense of, like, you know, with the building collapse, with the flooding, with events that mm-hmm. happen. How does that community that's residential and business sort of flex and grow? What have you seen?
Well, when those two events occurred, what I saw was strength and resilience. You know, our community came together in a really wonderful way and put all of their own personal, you know, concerns aside for the greater good of the community. We lost a life when the building collapse occurred, and that was the number one concern and issue was, how do we give back to this family that's suffering? And, you know, businesses were suffering along the way, and it was a really difficult, you know, situation to, you know, try to get people to come back downtown, but show that empathy and that concern for that family that lost that life, because that was the number one concern. So I was so proud of our community for coming together in that way.
Paige, when you look at some of the stories that you hear from adult learners, what sort of motivates someone to get over the challenge of isolation to come in and seek help? What do they say? I finally decided to get help because...
Right. You know, we really kind of see two populations. So if English is your primary language, a lot of those folks that we're seeing either struggled in school from the very beginning, might have gotten pulled out of school because they had to help a parent, you know, either drive truck. We have a lot of men in their 50s and 60s who had to help on the farm, had to drive truck, and got pulled out and never really went back. And usually what happens is that they get in a point in their life, either they're close to retirement and they're looking at, like, now what? Now, what if my wife dies and I don't have somebody who knows how to read in my family? So that's a lot of motivation for those folks. And it just usually there's somebody in the background like, you should do this. And there's somebody pushing and egging them on. And it's important to have that support. For folks who English is a secondary language, they get it. Like, they're, you know, if I had to go somewhere else and learn a language, I would probably, you know, I'd be in the same boat. And it's not as embarrassing for those folks because they, you know, they're appreciative of the fact that we are offering a service for free for them. In a lot of countries, you have to pay for your education. And so the opportunity that you can still continue as an adult and not have to pay for that. We're doing some tutoring at workplace at Avera and Sanford and things like that. And those folks are loving that because they're like, this is an opportunity for me to learn how to be better at my job, but also be better at English so that potentially I could improve inside my job as well.
How is the bookstore going and some of the other things
that are sort of happening? It's amazing. It's kind of too bad. We've almost outgrown that space because it's just been... I wasn't sure about moving from kind of downtown area to out to the Western Mall, but they've been fantastic to us. It's an easy place to get to. It's easy to drop off. Yeah. But the bookstore is really fun. It's really vibrant. We grew a tree in there, so if you haven't been in there, you should come and look at our tree that we've put up. But last year, we got 80,000 books donated to us. And the year before, we had 35,000, so we know just that location. We're hoping to get closer to 100,000 this year. But the bigger issue for us is the ability to give books back. Mm-hmm. So we do a ton of book giveaways in terms of kids' books and teacher grants. We gave 12,000 books out last year, and we're already above that in terms of requests. And we get requests kind of from all over the state. We branched out into Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. So we have people driving in just to come get books from us.
And Brianne's downtown Sioux Falls open for business right now. The water has receded, and it's time to get back to supporting those local businesses.
That's right. Yeah, Q1 was definitely rough for our downtown community, and we are just so looking forward to the sunshine and the patio weather and all the great events that are coming this summer. So
here today, well, the sun was shining. Spring can't keep spring out forever.
It's coming. Even this past weekend at the St. Patrick's Day parade, it was probably 35 degrees, but there were people outside in shorts and t-shirts. They were just over it. No, it's we're willing it to be spring now.
All right. Thursday, March 21st, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Museum of Visual Materials is where the Brouhaha fundraiser is for Reach Literacy. Craft beer tasting, admissions, tickets at the door. How do you want people to?
Yeah, if you can ahead of time, it's always nice because then we welcome you when you come in. But we do have a few tickets left yet that we can sell at the door. Otherwise, go to reachliteracy.org and you'll find our link right there.
All right. Paige Sarter, Brianne Maynard, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.